Hi, this is Dr. Leslie of the Dr. Leslie Show on WGIV, Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. With Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we are your bridge to wholeness. Don't miss this Friday show. We'll be addressing the physical condition called arthritis, pain and swelling in the joints. Discover the five little-known physical chemical causes of arthritis and how to address them, as well as related imbalances in the mental, emotional, spiritual parts of ourselves that this physical symptom can be pointing to. In Wave of Fire, internationally acclaimed presenter Judy Satori will join us with answers to your questions about the spiritual gift called glossolalia, light language, tongues of angels. We'll explore the historical uses of this gift and its relevance to you today. This show will enlighten, inform, and blast the walls and limitations off your perspectives of that which we call God. Join us for the ride this Friday at 11 a.m. That's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.
WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning, listeners. This is Dr. Leslie. You are joining the Dr. Leslie Show this morning. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Today, we are starting holistic living with information about the physical condition that we call arthritis. We're going to look at that from all levels and see what the true causes are, physically and chemically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we're going into arthritis in holistic living, and then in Wave of Fire, we're going to be joined again by Judy Satori, international facilitator and spiritual teacher. Judy is going to be exploring with us and actually bringing through an activation to awaken your gift of speaking light language, star speak, the tongues of angels, glossolalia, called many names and existing throughout the history of mankind. We're going to learn more about the star origins and what's available and the gift that it has for us today. Okay, so let's start today by going straight into our conversation about arthritis. Now, we're going to start with the physical and then move deeper. We actually do have a recorded interview from just last night with our guest speaker, Biljana Knapp, and we'll come to that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about five little known physical causes of arthritis. Not many people realize that even from a physical level, there are causes that few medical doctors are talking about. And this information actually came from a holistic medical doctor, a doctor who's working in combination between conventional allopathic medicine and natural herbs, naturopathy, and vibrational medicine. Now, this doctor has put forward five different causes that often doctors aren't knowing or talking about with the patients. The first physical cause that many people don't know about of arthritis is infection. Sometimes you can get, and it's pretty common, you can get a bacterial infection in the body that actually moves into the joints. Now, from an allopathic perspective, that infection from a bacteria can be treated with low doses of antibiotics. There are natural forms of antibiotics, and if you are ready to be working more naturally with your body, I'm going to recommend that you see a naturopath or medical herbalist or another naturopathic type of physician who can help you. You know, one natural antibiotic that I really believe in and use regularly is colloidal silver. But getting to the core of what type of bacteria it is and what your best remedy for that is, whether it's homeopathically or another way, you really need to see a professional and get some assistance with that. Number two of little known physical causes of arthritis is yeast. Yes, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, folks. Yeast lives on our skin all the time and also in our gut. But with an inappropriate, non-supportive lifestyle, which often means a poor diet, stress, and or medications like antibiotics, you can end up with an imbalance in your body, and that yeast comes out of the gut and gets overgrown throughout your body. Well, let me tell you that yeast can actually go into the joints and cause arthritic symptoms that can be completely debilitating. And you can be going up all kinds of paths to treat that arthritis if it's yeast that's causing it. then specifically dealing with that yeast is going to be your answer from a physical level. So working with candida treatment that deals with that overgrowth, which can happen with your diet, and there's supplementation, and there's some very powerful homeopathic remedies that can help clear that out. We're going to be dealing with yeast specifically in 3 weeks' time on the show, talking about candida. So yes, yeast can be a contributing factor, or actually the sole factor for having arthritis in the joints in the body. Okay, number three, dehydration. You know, we are mostly water, and we need to have water coming into our bodies for everything to work well and be in its natural healthy state. And when I say water, we need lots more water, not teas, coffees, sodas. Just because you're drinking liquids, even juices, this does not replace our intake of water. Good, pure, whole water. Now, we've got some special water systems, purification systems, available on our online shop, which is on the website. For those of you who haven't visited yet, the radio show's website is www.bridgeholistichealing.com, and you'll see where shopping is in there, and we can help you access these products that support the topics that we're dealing with on the show. So go there and take a look. We're going to have several different types of water filtration systems to get you into having the purest, most beneficial water to take into your body. Don't forget that not only is water supporting every cell in your body and the health and fluid flow that needs to take place in your body, it also supports energetic transmission. So water is a conductor. Our guest Judy Satori, who will be on later on the show today, often is recommending that we bring water in and be drinking it regularly when we're working with the frequencies that she brings through. So water's important for a number of reasons, and they're saying that now we need to be focusing on 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, even a little more than that if you're really dehydrated. But dehydration in and of itself can contribute to arthritis. Okay, little known physical cause of arthritis number four, diet. An inflammatory response to foods and food sensitivities. Now, a few weeks ago, we had our lovely guest Holly on the show, who was sharing about a book and a diet that she's working with recently that has to do with being able to analyze and find exactly what foods are working with your body and supporting you well in the current frequencies right now, as far as you as an individual. And that book was called The Plan. The Plan is also available on our online shop on bridgeholistichealing.com. Take a look and see if there are foods in your life right now that aren't really fully supporting you. Not only is this going to help if you've got what we call arthritic symptoms, if you've got inflamed and painful joints in your body, it's all going to help you in all levels, okay? It's going to help you raise your frequency and awareness. Your body and your mind and your spirit are going to be fully in flow and connecting with all that is at a higher level if you're eating a diet that's fully supporting you. So find out what works best for you individually now. That's one way, is through that particular diet. The book is called The Plan. Little known physical cause of arthritis number five, vitamin D deficiency. Now, listeners, I'll tell you, I was aware of the four, but this was the first. I did not know that vitamin D deficiency could result in arthritis in the joints in the body. So if you're having some inflammation there, and you know what? It's a good thing to check into anyway. Many people are not getting into the sunlight as much as they need to be. And often, even if we think we're getting in the sun enough, it's not really as much as we are hoping for as far as what the body needs to get our adequate dosages of vitamin D. Now, there's foods that we can eat that are high in vitamin D, or you may take supplementation of vitamin D, but vitamin D deficiency can lead to the arthritic changes, painful joints, swelling in the joints, and difficulty moving the joints in the body. So again, I'll just recap it for you. Five little known physical causes of arthritis are bacterial infection, candida or yeast infection and overgrowth in the body, dehydration, not having enough water, diet, inflammatory response to foods and food sensitivities, and number 5 is vitamin D deficiency. So if you're struggling with your joints, we're going to go further into this next week. We're actually going to talk a bit further about how to remedy each of these physical chemical aspects of imbalances that can lead to arthritis. And of course, we're not stopping with the physical today. We're going to move a bit deeper and look at what other causes there are for arthritis. We're going to bring on our dear guest, Biljana Knapp, now from New Zealand. She's actually been on the show before. Biljana is originally a pharmacist. She's a vibrational medicine practitioner, and she's a medical herbalist, a brilliant, genius-minded scientific woman who is also very tuned in to spirit. And her range of knowledge is tremendous. She just is beautiful in her ability to reach from the laboratories of science into the spiritual realm and everything in between, talking to us about the energetic effects of one thing to another. So let's join Biljana now and learn about what other causes of arthritis there are. Biljana, thank you for being here. What do you have to share with us today about arthritis?
Hello, Leslie. Thanks for inviting me again, and it's great to be with you and your listeners. So speaking about arthritis, I feel that it is bringing the torch towards another very important aspect of the human body that is often neglected, and that is the connective tissue. We are aware that arthritis is the condition that affects the joints mainly. It is felt there, and most the severe symptoms are within this level of the connective tissue continuum. But possibly not too many people understand that the connective tissue is something like a biological glue that keeps us together, keeps every cell, every structure in our system together and in alignment. So the more dense parts, which are the cartilages, the tendons, would be more kind of a physically experienced when they are going out of balance, including the arthritic changes. But even further away from this particular structure, there is a fine net or big network of collagen fibers that are the ones where the actual problems start. So this connective tissue, which normally is designed to have a very potent, like a power of holding the system and allowing everything to work without being damaged, very often gets out of alignment for several reasons. One, and the most important, which I feel then leads to all the cascading processes that will end up in arthritis, is the reason acidity in the body. And many modern people will have extremely acidic system. I would be measuring in the clinic, say through the saliva, 9 people out of 10 will have slightly or severely acidic saliva, where we are supposed to have alkaline saliva, as you know. And all this acidification of our tissues are starting to diminish and damage the connective tissue immediately. If the connective tissue in certain area is not working, that means that the alignment of the bony structures will be left to the muscles. So instead of connective tissue holding, because that becomes flat, becomes dehydrated, when it's good and healthy, connective tissue is almost like a bouncy jelly. You know, when we make it in the kitchen, you add enough water, it's something very strong and bouncy. But if there is not enough water, you may end up with a very lumpy and flat structure. So when the connective tissue starts falling in particular areas, then the muscles become active, trying to keep the bones in alignment, so they go into spasm and tension, and then that will start cutting the lymphatic flow and the circulation towards the particular important joints. So you will have that beautiful cartilage not lubricated properly, the immune system can't reach it properly, and the body can't regenerate as it should. So acid is number one enemy, so to speak, in developing arthritis long term.
Yes, and so, Biljana, do you feel that the over acidity of the body, the acid state in the body, is mostly because of eating a diet that's acid forming, or do you think that it's more to do with our thinking that's acid forming?
Diet plays the role, that's for sure, but I would say that the main cause of acidity in the system is the state of the mind of stress. When the body picks up the signal from the mind, stress, that means we are into the fight or flight mode, and you would be surprised how many people live their lives in a fight or flight mode, even if it is low background level of stress. That brings all the metabolic activity toward the acidic side. So adrenaline rises, all the metabolism is following the stress and be ready and be prepared level. So all these ways are actually very positive for the system on a short term, but if they exist long term, the body will never get the chance to uncreate or clear, so to speak, the acidic metabolites. And these metabolites will continuously rise and will be acidifying the tissues. And so our thinking is, as you say, not only surface thinking, but our real deep inner mental attitude. Are we seeing this life and this world as a friends to us? Is this life, is this universe supporting us or not? If we feel everyone and everything is an enemy, then it is very difficult to keep our body in full health alignment.
Talking like
the background of arthritic conditions, speaking from the higher spiritual level, is literally the lack of support when your structures of support are failing you. So there is much more to that, but let's give this a bit of a thought, our inner focus and attention, and let's use it as a starting point to turn our lives around by changing our mind about the things.
Biljana Knapp, thank you so much for your wise input today. And this really leads me to, I'll be sharing with the listeners in just a moment about this beautiful book that I was talking to you about, Biljana, that says, Buried Feelings Never Die. And that just links right in what Biljana was talking about. It really touched my heart when you said, not even just having a particular attitude in a moment, but have a general worldview that has that sort of unsupported feeling, to where we can even be living a rigidly healthy lifestyle, but if we're holding a mentality that has a specific attitude that is a survival, really, that's kind of fear-based, then we go into an acid state anyway. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much for the sharing. Biljana Knapp from New Zealand, medical herbalist and vibrational medicine practitioner and founder and president of Nature Science, which has some amazing products using nanotechnology, which are available now on our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. Go to the shopping page and look at all these amazing products that Biljana and Nature Science have come up with for the world. Thank you, Biljana.
Blessings, Leslie. Thank you.
And listeners, we're taking just a break for a moment to have a word from our sponsors. And actually, our sponsors are you. This is to remind you, this is Dr. Leslie here, that this show is an expression of oneness in every way. The financial support of this show is purely from two things. The financial contributions from you, the listeners who receive its gifts, and your inspired, spirit-led ideas for financial support of it. Last month, listeners gifted 2/3 of the needed cost for this show, which is fabulous. It's the first month that we came together with this type of community intention. And this month, I stand in gratitude and allowance for abundant financial support of this show in ease, joy, and glory. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for following your heart every moment. And thank you for acting on your inner guidance if you're prompted to contribute to this show by your monetary gift, or by shopping on our online oneness shop, or by advertising with us on this show. If you have a service or product that you feel has a rightness to come forward to this global community, then contact me through bridgeholistichealing.com. And by the way, you can do all of these things. You can contribute to the ongoing show that we have to keep it on the air. You can give ideas for what you feel may be helpful to keep the show going from another method. And you can also advertise with us by going on to bridgeholistichealing.com and contacting through that website. Listeners, I stand in faith, I stand in trust, I stand in oneness in the new energy. We will not have any advertisements on this show and work in the old energy in any way. This is a show that's totally based on the new. I give you thanks, and I give thanks to all that is and the Holy Spirit for bringing every scent that comes through. Thank you and blessings. Okay, listeners, so Biljana Knapp brought us through to a deeper awareness of what the causes of arthritis are and acidity in the body. And don't forget, folks, stinking thinking creates acid, okay? And not just that, I wanted to share with you a bit more. The book that I mentioned to Biljana is actually called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Carol Truman is the author of that book, and that book will also be in our book collection on the website shop, okay, bridgeholistichealing.com. Now, from this book, arthritis is linked with these feelings: severely criticizing self or others, holding on to feelings of hostility, holding on to own opinions and beliefs, long-term tension or anger in life. You remember Biljana said there can be an attitude of unsupported, you know, that everyone's my enemy, not my friend, okay? Feelings of anxiety and or depression endured over a long period of time. Belief that it's wrong to get angry. How about that one? Which creates repressed anger that eats you up and your joints, by the way. The need to be right. Rigidity in thinking and feelings. Uncompromising attitude and inflexibility. Okay, these are emotional states that can lead to arthritis. The energy is connected. We're going to talk more about that next week and help you understand how you can shift your life on all levels, and your body that's reflecting the imbalance, if you have arthritis, will start to settle because the imbalance that caused it will be gone. Okay, quickly, I just want to tell you that this is Dr. Leslie again. We're getting ready to move into Wave of Fire. I want to tell you in advance to that, this is a paid advertisement to help support the show. I am a portal, and that which we call God speaks through me with divine knowledge and guidance. I've acted as such for my dear friend Judy Satori, as well as others, for many years, and this is an invitation to contact me if you feel to receive such assistance in your own life. I offer spiritual attunement sessions that can be life-changing. These sessions are offered remotely by phone or by Skype. Here's what one client has to say of her experience. Dr. Leslie, thank you so much for the healing session with you. I can truly say this was a divine healing. Afterwards, I felt a dark cloud had been lifted from my soul. The world seemed lighter, and I felt an intense, peaceful, joyful feeling. At first, I thought I felt this way just because I was still basking in the glow of it, but the good feelings remained the next day and the day after that, and I'm still smiling. I look forward to the next session. Again, thank you so much. That's from Nancy Tuck in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you feel a rightness or a prompting in your soul to have a spiritual attunement session or learn more about it, go on to bridgeholistichealing.com and you will read more about the spiritual attunement sessions that I offer. Thank you. I invite you. And now, listeners, it's time to move into Wave of Fire, the second segment of our show. This is where we blast all boundaries out of there and go off the planet completely. I'm happy to say that we're bringing through now Judy Satori. This was a recorded interview with her this week from Hong Kong just two nights ago. This is New Energy. It's all about light language, the tongues of angels, star speak. It's your moment to awaken that gift now. And welcome back. We are ready now to start into the Wave of Fire segment of the show. I'm so excited to introduce to you our special guest again, Judy Satori, international facilitator and spiritual angelic being on the planet who's really bringing great gifts for us today. Judy, welcome and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Susan. It's lovely to be back on the show today.
Judy, I'm thrilled that we're going into the conversation that has opened up, that the show has just been guided to go this way, and our listeners are pouring in their own questions. It's time for us to really bring forward an open conversation about that somewhat mysterious gift, the light language or speaking in tongues spiritual gift. And Judy, I just wanted to start today by asking you if you could tune in to the Holy Spirit and give us some words about basically what this gift is. You know, I mean, we even have scriptures talking about it in the Bible, but nowhere is there any real absolute clarity. It's like there is some mystery around this language of light, this spiritual language that seems to be very powerful and currently awakening for numerous people. What's your take, and what does Spirit have to say about what this gift is about?
Well, what Spirit wants to say, first of all, is that this is a gift that we all have. All human beings have this gift. So it's not something that only a few people can do. It's something that we all have the capacity to do. It's an interchange of energy between God and man, God and the people of God on the earth. We're all people of God on the earth, so it's a gift from God to humanity. And it's a two-way interflow and exchange between God and people and God. And when I'm talking about God, I'm also talking about the other dimensions of reality within what's known as the 12 dimensions of the lower heavenly world. The language is a language of instruction for God to man, and it's a language of communication from man to God, or the other dimensional worlds within the 12-dimensional matrix.
Fascinating. So, Judy, I actually have a question from one of our listeners that says, I would like to know how to best open myself up to learn, hear, speak, understand light language. And then as an aside, she says, it feels to me like it might be more of an energetic language instead of a cognitive language. Do you have some insight on that?
Yes, I do. So let's start with opening up to light language. Opening up to light language is part of our ascension process. And the more we align with love and peace and unity consciousness states, the more we just automatically open up to this memory, because it's a memory, of this language and how to speak it. So, Leslie, Spirit is really wanting people to be activated into this language, because it's not something we can learn and it's not something that is taught. It's to do with activation and it's to do with memory. And when I was in Auckland, I held a speaking the light languages of light class in Auckland, and Spirit brought through certain activation codes, and I'll be bringing these out to people in due course in the next month or so.
Okay, and so you're saying that the Holy Spirit has now brought through some activation codes that are going to assist with awakening this gift within people that isn't taught but actually energetically activated. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's what I want to get out really soon. I just have to get through the tour in Asia before I have the time and space to be able to put this out as a class for people, as an activation class.
Okay. Now, do you feel that there is an activation for some that's already happening spontaneously?
Definitely. Definitely, because we get to a critical point of energy within our being, which opens us automatically to this language. The activation codes that Spirit has brought through to assist people are really just as to use as a catalyst to help people open up more quickly.
Mm. Okay, so for those who are already having some awakening of a light language or fragments of a language starting to come through them, there was a question that came through from one of the listeners that said, will I ever understand what's being transmitted, what's coming through? Is light language something that's understandable?
The answer to that is you may not. You see, when we speak light language, the most important thing about speaking the languages of light is what it's actually doing for us. As we speak the languages of light, even if we don't understand them, they're actually recoding us. They're part of opening us up to the greater light of our own being. And we don't necessarily even need to know what it means. It's just speaking these languages will accelerate your ascension process and your opening process and the capacity within your being to be a spiritual conduit so much more quickly.
Oh, okay. So if we have this gift awaken within us and we actually spend time communing with the Holy Spirit or communing with God or the heavenly realms every day and just speaking this language, you're saying that it's actually going to accelerate our spiritual ascension or evolutionary process. We're actually going to move forward into being more advanced in our spiritual path sooner?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why this language of light, the languages of light are being activated now just by the energy of coming into the earth at the fifth dimensional frequency. The languages of light are primarily a language of instruction, as we talked about before, from God to man. It's instructing our soul. It's a language of soul communication and instruction. It was, of course, the language of light spoken by the Star Nations is also a language that can be translated. But for the most part, the languages that people are opening into are languages that that is part of their soul memory, part of them reclaiming the truth in the essence of self. And sometimes people might be activated into these languages because it's part of their service work, for instance, to work with these languages and healing with others, for example, because the languages also are profoundly healing and regenerative of others and open them into their spiritual truth and their spiritual understandings.
This is just amazing and very exciting what's going on. Judy, we're just going to take a very quick break. So, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Hi, listeners. This is Dr. Leslie inviting you to join with this oneness community in every way that you feel prompted to in your own heart. This show is now reaching 75 countries globally and 50 states in the United States. This was a miracle that the show came about. It's something that actually came to me. I got a phone call out of the blue, and one thing led to another. All I can say is that I never intended to be on the radio, and the existence of this show and the global reach that it has grown to in a very short period of time, just since early this year, is only by the hand of the divine. And you have come to this place by no accident. So I just ask that you close your eyes for a moment and connect with the hearts and hands of all the souls in these 75 countries that are also joining you in this oneness consciousness and listening to this show right now. Now, this show is in every way aligned with the new energies, and we are about letting go of old paradigms, and many hands make light work. So the financial support of this show is actually going to be a direct reflection of the generosity and the abundance that's moving and flowing through our listeners to support the show when they're getting gifts from it. So if you feel called within your heart to be one of our supporters, one of our angels who are helping, I invite you to visit Bridge heritageholistichealing.com, and that is where you can make a contribution to help us out. Even if every listener contributed $5, we would be able not only to stay on the air, but to have a second day, a second show per week of bringing through this divine message. I thank you for listening to your higher calling, and only if that prompts you, showing up in this way. Whatever you feel to give within yourself to this community, that's what we ask, that you listen and let Spirit move through you and to you. Because as we give, we open up that flow of energy that will bring back to us abundance. We are standing together now and letting this show be the flag in the ground and the demonstration of the new energy of manifestation and the capacity that we have as souls on the planet to be able to receiving the abundance and the gifts of that which we call God, as we reach out to help others and receive that financial circle back to us, magnified tenfold. Blessings and love, and we'll come back to Judy now. Okay, and we're back with Judy Satori, just going right back into this fascinating conversation about light language, the tongues of angels. Judy, can you tell us, are there different sources of this light language? Or how do we know if someone is having a light language start to come through them? One listener wanted to know, you know, how do I know if it's angelic or elemental, or basically what source there is of this particular language?
Okay, so if we look at this, we need to understand that whatever language we are speaking is the authentic truth for us. It is our language. It's perfect. You can't make this up. And the people, when you speak light language, you know you're not making it up. You might have a bit of a doubt and think, how is this coming through? But the key thing about speaking the languages of light when it starts to come through is it just comes through spontaneously. There's no thought process involved with it. So you know that it is a language of light, a language, one of God's languages within you, when it just comes through spontaneously without you doing anything, thinking anything, or even knowing that it's going to blurb out of your mouth. That's the key thing.
So just addressing that second part of the question about the source, is there any way for us to know what the source of the light language is that's coming through us at the moment?
Yes. The source of the light language is within you, you see. The source of the light language is within us. It's part of our soul memory. It's part of our many lifetimes of soul experience, probably not on the earth, in some other star system, or even in the higher dimensional worlds. It's part of your own soul's Akashic records. So it could be Elohim. It could be angelic. It really depends on where your soul has had most of its lifetimes of experience. And this will vary for every person. And we also have to understand that there's also a step-up process with opening to the light language. When I first started speaking the language of light, 10 or so years ago, it didn't sound like it does now at all. And as part of my own soul's process of opening to this language, and as part of what Spirit have wanted me to do to open to the language because of the service work and the role that I'm being asked to play, it's changed dramatically. And the change is not something I have foreseen, it's just something that happened. So one of maybe listeners out there who are opening up to speaking this language, you may speak a type of language for a while. It might be like a baby talk form of light language, and then you will change to another type of light language. And remember, this is part of our soul's destiny. It's all preordained. It's not something we have to worry about and stress about and think about, how do I do this? It will just happen in the perfect way. People sometimes get concerned or confused about the source of the language. We need to understand that this is a personal, loving communication with Spirit that wells up within us. It's not something we have to shout from the rooftops, and it's not something that we need to speak. You know, it's not a language that we need to speak to with others necessarily. It's primarily designed for us, primarily designed for us to open to more of us, more of our own soul. The reason that I've been trained by spirit to speak many languages, like multidimensional languages, is because I'm being used as a catalyst to open people up more quickly to their own truth. That's all there is, really. It's the truth of our own being. So sometimes people also get anxious as to where this language is coming from, because they're afraid that it might be coming from lower vibrational sources or have some lower vibrational connotation. And I can say to you that this will not happen as long as your heart motivation is pure. It's to do with your own love. If you are speaking this language from love, and if you are holding love within your heart, you're not going to be speaking any other kind of language, because the language, remember, is coming first and foremost from you, from your own soul. It's part of your own soul. You're not channeling this language. It's coming from your soul. When I speak the languages of light at events, for example, the languages of light that I'm speaking are coming from me. I'm being activated by light coming through me. But the language is my language. I know how to speak this language because of my own soul's past experience. Mm-hmm. It's not anybody else speaking through me. It's me.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful and empowering, simple explanation that we are actually returning to our true selves of who we really are. Judy,
I just want to explain one more thing that's coming to my mind about that, Leslie, and that is, you know, at events I'll talk about I'm working with the Archangel Metatron, or I'm talking about I'm working with Mary Magdalene. Now, that is different because I'm getting clear telepathic messages of information from these sources. But when I speak, the energy that's coming through me can be their energy coming through me, but the languaging is mine from my own soul. Mm. Mm. It's because I know how to do it, because I've done it many times in the past, somehow. I don't remember this, of course, but somehow I have.
Okay, and so you're saying that in truth, each one of us has at some point in our earlier pathway of our soul journey, and that this activation is like bringing in an awakening or a remembrance of languages that we have had access to at another time in our existence, and that it's actually helping us to embody more of the fullness of who we truly are as soul?
That's exactly right. Mm. And you see, as we embody more of the fullness of who we are as soul, and these languages become more mature, then they will be incorporated, I'm quite sure, for many of us, into our service work, our healing, whatever it is that we are doing. And they will help others, because the languages that we speak are going to be unique to our own soul.
Oh, so beautiful. That was the next question I was going to ask, because one of the listeners had written and said, through these sounds, will I be able to help others in a healing process? And basically, what I was hearing from you, Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, but was that our healing is actually our moving forward into our more whole self, all of who we are as soul. So it's kind of like bringing together all of our experiences into the now, and us being more fully that which we don't even realize we are.
That's absolutely right. You see, there is much going on behind the scenes. We identify with our mental mind and our physical body and what's going on in our world. But the changes that are going on within us are multidimensional. They're changes going on within our soul, within the energy field, the seven levels of the energy fields around us. There's changes to do with opening through the axiotonal lines to more imprinting of light from other dimensions. It's part of a training and a tuition of the soul that we're all going through this now, because as the earth has shifted into the fifth dimension, all of humanity has been activated in alignment with this new vibration to stretch into more of soul truth and soul light.
Mm. Mm. How powerful. So, Judy, is there anything that one can do if they feel in their heart, you know, a desire to have this gift open up within them now? And I know that in the Bible it says, ask and you shall receive. And I know that for me, this gift actually originally opened when I was 17 years old in prayer. And it came through as angelic tongues, you know, as brought by the Holy Spirit. Is there any way that someone who desires this gift can actually release any personal blockages that might stop us from receiving and speaking light language?
Yes, and Spirit wants to bring through some light language now as a catalyst coding to open us into this. For those who wish to open into speaking their own authentic languages of God communication, which is what it is, communication from your soul to God and to multidimensional realities where there is love and light. That's what it's all about. Put your left hand on your heart chakra. And you can listen to this coding multiple times. And so it might be good to have this available as a separate audio.
Okay, we will do that. We'll make this available, listeners, on the website as a separate audio. And so put your left hand on the center of your breast, breastbone, the heart chakra.
And just go into a place of love. That just means create the highest feeling of love within your being as you can. And to that love energy, add the vibrations of peace. That just means start to feel and think peace.
So feel and think peace. Thank you.
And then feel and think unity, which is oneness with all life. Oneness with all life on this planet. Mm. And oneness with all life within all dimensions of reality where God is known and loved and there is light.
Neleke ta kushidu shuku luku shira nata nama lukutati. Leke so ishti. Makole fiku lishidu kushira nata bukutati. Lele lisi shusa tutu tuku 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 tuku. Mese luka te lisi te te tuku 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 tuku
So we are all these divine beings. We are all an aspect of God, every person on the earth. And the doubts that we might feel from time to time are only there because of past life trauma blocking us. Another thing that we could do is, if we feel doubt, is it's usually because other people have projected their beliefs and their energy at us, and it's blocking us. So I have a CD on my website. It's called Healing the Pain. It's available as a CD and an MP3, and it's specifically designed, Leslie and listeners, to clear patterns of energy that are the result of other people's domination, abuse, projections. And this very, very much is blocking many people right now. Not so much what we think, feel, and create from our own being, because all of you listening have probably evolved beyond this. You don't think in lower vibrational ways any longer, if you ever did. But what blocks most of us is the energy that we're clearing, which is to do with other people's projections from past life and even this life. Conditioned ways of thinking and feeling and reacting. And this is what we need to clear most quickly now, so that we can open to these other higher frequency energies and be activated by them to speak our own spiritual soul language, which we have within us, the authentic truth of ourselves.
So, Judy, as you're speaking this word right now, what came to my mind was that as we start, even with a few syllables, as we begin the light language moving through us, and as we speak it on a daily basis, is this not going to assist with dissolving those walls and boundaries that have been blocking us already? That once we open up with this gift, it actually starts dissolving those walls as we use it for ourselves and for other people.
This is totally, completely true. But what often happens on this process, and I've had this experience many, many times, is that as a big burst of light comes in, we have a huge shift and advancement on a soul level and on a personal level. And then another level of the distortion within our being, the past life karmic distortion, is activated to release because of this, you see. And we feel like we hit another wall again. Mm-hmm. So all the tools on my website are designed to help us move beyond the walls when we hit them quickly. You see, they're all catalyst codes to help people ascend and open more quickly. And this one, healing the pain, is particularly for situations where we have taken into ourselves feelings and beliefs and emotional energy to do with doubt about ourselves and doubt about our own ability. So this is why I've mentioned this CD in particular here. Because just opening up to speaking with spirit, communing with spirit, telepathically connecting with other dimensions, speaking the language of the light, will always bring up doubt and possibly fear, because we might think at times we're connecting to the wrong energy, lower vibrational energy. I did when I first started to connect to a guide called Organ, who had been my teacher in Atlantis. And his energy was very different to Balthazar's. His energy felt warm and fuzzy and light and friendly, whereas Organ's energy from Atlantis felt strong and a little bit frightening, you see. So this will always occur. So we need to make sure that we are cleansed and purified of vibrations within our own being that might attract similar vibrations to them. Mm. You see, energetically we attract what we are. So as we go through these clearing processes and we start to resonate maybe with the energy of I have no confidence, we will attract, for example, we will attract into our life at that time situations to mirror those same feelings back at us that we are releasing. We might be put in a situation where we can't speak, or the feeling or the belief of I have no confidence is mirrored or reflected back at us in quite a strong way. And this is how this process of evolutionary advancement of soul happens, because we can't clear the karmic miasmic patterning until it's brought up in our face again to be released. It comes up to be released.
Okay, and so in other words, life gets a lot more pleasurable and there's much more joy when we can move through these karmic patterns that come up each time we take a new step forward, and then we have doubt, and then this stuff comes up to mirror, you know, our next reflection. If we can move through it faster, and here you've brought for us this amazing gift, Judy, Healing the Pain. Is that the name of the CD?
It's available on
the website. So listeners, Judy's website is www.thesoundoflight.com. www.thedoctorleslieshow.com, and that CD to help smooth the kinks in the path and help make our transition much faster when those challenging reflections come up. Will be the Healing the Pain CD. Just, we can move through those difficult times a lot faster. Is that right, Judy? It's like a catalyst to help melt all that away and shift it more quickly.
Yes, I just want to explain to everybody that there's a lot of free material on my website, free audio downloads, but I have the two CDs that are particularly relevant for clearing karma, karmic miasmic patterning, really quickly. Healing the Pain, which is to do with clearing other people's projections of domination, victim consciousness, abuse that we have taken into ourselves and have, because of this, diminished our own power. And also Weight Loss for Body and Mind. And Weight Loss for Body and Mind is to do with clearing sadness of the soul that we're holding in our being. So there's two in particular, and they're both available in online shopping as CDs that can be mailed to you, or as MP3 downloads that you can just download onto your computer immediately. Both of them are reinforced. You will reinforce the benefits of the energy the more you use them. For instance, Healing the Pain is a two-week program. I would suggest you do it for 2 weeks, take a break for a week, do it for 2 weeks, take a break for a week, and do it at least 3 to 5 cycles, because each time you listen to it, the energy will go deeper and clear more and more and more. It's not a one-stop quick fix. It can be used over and over for multiple benefits.
Fantastic. Judy, thank you so much for giving so much of yourself and your life for our benefit to help us on our soul journey and make it easier for us as we go through this expansion, evolutionary ascension process. We send you blessings in Hong Kong, and thank you for being with us again today. And we look forward to having you again.
Thank you so much, Leslie. And everybody's just listening out here, I send you much love and many blessings. May you have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you, Judy, and blessings to you. Listeners, again, that's Judy Satori. Her website is www.thesoundoflight.com. Those two CDs that are going to be of greatest. Those CDs are Healing the Pain and Weight Loss for the Body and the Mind. On thesoundoflight.com. Listeners, we are going to be carrying on with this conversation next week, and for the next several weeks, we're actually still working with light language and shifting into the tongues of angels for your own life and the gifts that it brings. So make sure you tune in. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be working with these things. Next week, we're working with shifting to clear arthritis and clear the blockages that would that clearing allow us to bring in these spiritual gifts that are waiting for us. We're on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM in Charlotte, North Carolina, and bridgeholistichealing.com is where you'll find us on the internet worldwide. Listeners, I send you blessings. You can access all the other gifts that we have to offer you through this radio show by going to www.bridgeholistichealing.com. There you'll find all of our recorded shows that you can listen to and actually download as your own MP3s to use as you wish. And you can also find shopping where you can access products that actually coincide with the messages that we're bringing through on this show right now and can be blessings to your own life. By purchasing through that shop, you are contributing to help keep this show on the air. And if you are prompted by spirit to be one of our contributing angels financially, you can make that donation there as well. Blessings. I want to let you know that I also am offering healing and the channeling of light language through the service of spiritual attunement. So if you feel after this gathering today that you would like some one-on-one assistance with opening up this new gift or any other type of clearing within yourself, you can look on the website and see more about spiritual attunements and how to access me for that help. I send you blessings through this day and this week, and walk sacred. We'll see you next week.